I'm 29.
92.
I'm 92.
392.
392.
Oh.
请坐。
Please be seated.
啊，哈利路亚！奉主圣名，继续我们早上的崇拜聚会。
Hallelujah, continue in our worship service.
啊，感谢主耶稣在这一次的灵恩会哈啊，我们大家可以在礼拜五放下啊我们的工作，来到这里一起来聚会敬拜神。
Thank God that in the spiritual convocation we're all able to take off to learn the God's word.
我们要特别啊感谢主耶稣的恩典啊，也求主耶稣纪念大家的付出。
We especially thank the God's grace and ask God to for His help.
那我们现在一起跪下来祷告。
Let's kneel down to pray.
我们在祷告当中求主耶稣能够在聚会当中啊，借着圣灵能够开启我们的心。
In our prayer, let us ask God to open our heart to accept Him.
啊，借着学习道理啊，使我们明白主耶稣的旨意。
Through learning His words, we may understand His will.
好，我们一起同心跪下来祷告。
Let's kneel down to pray.Once we open our eyes,
啊，第一个选择。
First decision we make.
啊，我要不要起床啊
？Do I need to get up from my bed？
啊，每天早上要考虑一下，要不要再赖床个五分钟啊
？You continue to think, do I stay in bed for another five
minutes？ 啊，再下来第二个选择。
Second decision.
啊，选择我今天要做什么啊
？Today, what shall I do？
啊，我起床之后到底要做什么
？After I get up from my bed, what should I do？
啊，我人生的我今天的计划又是什么
？What is my plan for today？
啊，在接下来就要面对第三个。选择。
After your third decision,
啊，在刷牙洗脸完走到厨房。
After I brush my teeth, enter the kitchen.
啊，我早餐要吃什么
？What shall I eat for breakfast？
啊，吃中式还是吃西式
？Shall I eat Asian or American？
啊，吃 cereal ham 蛋加面包加 ham 跟蛋，还是要吃包子油条小笼包以及豆浆
？Should I eat bread with ham or cereal, or shall I eat tofu with
外国小孩啊好，所以啊，其实人生当中啊，其实我们如果想一想，是不是都是由不同的选择来做的累积
？So let us think of the different decisions that we make.
那这些选择当中，有的是很随意的。
And some of them are very simple.
啊，有的却是非常重要的。
And some of them are very important.
啊，像是你早餐要吃什么啊，这个无伤大雅。
From the simple fact of what should you eat for breakfast.
啊，这你可以做选择，但是选择不会有太大的结果。
You make a decision, but it's not the consequences are not too severe.
啊，但是有的选择就是可以影响我们一辈子的。
But some decisions can affect us for a whole lifetime.
啊，例如我们大学要读什么
？For example, what we learn, what should we major in college?
我们以后的工作要朝哪个方向
？What career shall we have in the future?
我们居住的环境要设在哪里
？What environment shall we live in?
以及我们我们婚姻的对象又是谁呢
？And who will be our partner in our marriage？
啊，所以人生当中啊，有许多是影响一辈子的选择。
So there are some decisions we make will affect us for our whole life.
而在这种重要的抉择当中，所做不同的决定会影响，造成不同的结果。
And the different decisions that we make will consequence into different paths.
那我们要来看一下路德记当中啊，路德记当中有四个人物。
Let us look in for Ruth, the book of Ruth.
那在路德记当中，这四个人物都做了四个的选择。
There are four people had four different decisions.
而这四个的选择也造成他们人生终结，最后完全不一样的结果。
And the decisions they make consequences into different paths.
我们来看到路德记第一章第一节。
Let's look at Ruth chapter 1 verse 1.
路德记的第一章第一节。
Ruth chapter 1 verse 1.
路德记一章一节。
Ruth chapter 1 verse 1.
第一节，当士师秉政的时候，国中遭遇饥荒，在犹大伯利恒，有一个人带着妻子和两个儿子往摩押地区寄居。第二节。
Verse
2. 这人名叫以利米勒，他的妻名叫拿俄米，他两个儿子一个名叫马伦，一个名叫基连。都是犹大伯利恒的以法他人，他们到了摩押地就住在那里。好，那这里是我们所熟悉路德记的开头。
Here is our very familiar story with Ruth.
那我们谈到路德记，通常都想到路德跟拿俄米的故事。
Whenever we think of Ruth, we think of her story with Naomi.
啊，但是我们今天来谈一谈哦，早上来谈一谈另外一个人物哦。
Today, let us discuss a different person.
啊，在这里讲到说有一个人呐，名叫以利米勒。
here it describes a person named Elimelech.
他的太太就是拿俄米。
And his wife is Naomi.
那这里说他有两个儿子，一个叫马伦，一个叫基廉哦。
Here he has two sons, one named Mahlon and the other Chilion.
我们先来看一看以利米勒这个人哦。
Let's look at the character of Elimelech.
如果我们看这个名字哦，这个以利米勒这个名字的意思。
Let's look at the meaning of his name.
他的意思叫做我的神是王。
The meaning of his name is my God is king.
意思就是说这个我这个一生啊，我这个我的一生啊，要交托在这个神啊，就是我生命的王的手中。
The meaning is that I will leave my life into the hands of God as my king.
那当然，这个名字不是他自己取的。
Of course, his name he did not choose for himself.
是从他的父亲啊，他的上一辈所给他取的名字。
It was from the previous generation that chose that name for him.
但是我们可以看到说这个名字它有它的信仰、宗教含义。
And we see that the meaning of his name is very, has a spiritual meaning.
那也是一个父亲、对自己的下一代的期盼。
And it's also an expectation that his father had of him.
那当然这个名字不代表说这个孩子一定会变成这个样子。
But it does not mean that the child will grow up into that way.
但是至少这代表着一个父母亲对孩子的期盼。
But it expresses the expectations of a parent from a child.
以色列民族啊，是一个信仰的民族。
The nation of the Israelites is a nation of with spirituality.
所以对他们来讲啊，这个宗教宗教信仰是他们整个民族的最重要的一环。
Therefore, spirituality is the most important for them.
所以我们这里看到说啊，这个父亲以利米勒的父亲将这个信仰的期望带到他的孩子的身上。
So we know that the father of Elimelech passed on the spirituality.
因此他给他取了一个名字。
Therefore, he chose that name.
希望以利米勒每次只要想到自己的名字。
Hopefully that Elimelech would always remember the meaning of his name.
就能够想到说这个神啊是我们生命当中的王。
To always think that my God is the king of my life.
但是我们看那个以利米勒是怎么样给自己的孩子取名字呢？
Then how did Elimelech choose name for his own child?
他说他的两个儿子，一个叫做马伦，一个名叫基廉。
His two sons, one named Mahlon and the other Chilion.
马伦是什么意思？
What does Mahlon mean?
马伦叫做有病啊。
Malon means you have sickness.
就是这个孩子有病。
That this child has an illness.
基廉是什么意思啊？
What does Chilion mean?
基廉叫做被捆绑的意思啊。
Chilion means that you're bounded.
所以我们看到这个以利米勒给儿子取名字很奇怪啊。
We see that it's very strange how Elimelech chose these names.
一个儿子叫有病啊。
One son named sickness.
一个儿子叫做被捆绑。
Another called unbounded.
或许是跟他们这个孩子出生的身体状况可能有所影响啊。
It could be from the way they were from their given birth.
或许这个孩子天生的身体比较不好。
It could be that their health was not good.
或许这个孩子有什么天生有什么困扰。
And they were given birth with disabled.
因此一个叫有病，一个叫做被捆绑。
So one was called sickness and the other one called bounded.
但是我们可以看到说这个父亲啊，对孩子这个命名当中可以看到说这个父亲生命当中缺少信仰。
So we can tell from the way Elimelech gave the name from his sons that he lacked one thing.
以至于他在取名字当中啊，并没有任何的属灵的期盼跟信仰的含义。
When he chose names for his children, he had no spiritual expectations.
所以是即使是孩子可能天生下来有一些不好的症状。
Even though your children was given birth in a not unhealthy way.
一个有信仰的父亲。
A father with spirituality.
他一样可以给孩子命名叫神拯救。
He still can give a name for his son that God saved.
神帮助。
That God helped.
神看顾。
That God watched over.
神扶持。
And God supported.
使得这个孩子可能在不足当中，只要想到自己的名字，就知道说神是我的依靠。
That in this child with lacking, he can remember that God is my
reliance. 但是我们看到说这个父亲并没有做到这样子。
We know that this father did not do this way.
以至于他在给孩子命名当中啊，没有将信仰影响下一代。
In the process of giving the name, he did not influence the next generation.
我们看到说一个父亲啊，一个父亲对自己的孩子是有绝对的影响的。
We know that the parents have definite influence on their children.
一个父母的信仰直接影响下一代。
the parents will directly influence the next generation.
哦，所以我们常英文常讲说哦 ，like father, like son， 哈，就是那个爸爸怎么样，孩子就是怎么样的。
There's a saying that it's like father, like son.
那其实很多的例子里面都这样子证，都让我们看到这样子哈。
And there's many examples we can see that.
那有时候不只是外貌的相像。
Not only in the outer appearance.
那有时候是个性上的相像。
Also in the inner characteristics.
事情处理上的相似哈。
The way you take care of business.
哦，在什么样的环境成长，常常就是。以父亲或母亲作为他们做事情学习的榜样。
In the different circumstances, you learn from your parents how to take care of it.
我们看到那个亚伯拉罕啊，在面对考验的时候，哦。
We see when Abraham had to make decisions.
他说，当亚伯拉罕面对了饥荒
，When he encountered famine,
他怎么做
？What did he do?
包包收一收就下埃及了。
He packed his bags and went down to Egypt.
啊，所以当他的儿子面对饥荒的时候
，So when his sons encountered famine,
他第一个反应是什么？
What was his first reaction?
包包收一收，他也要下埃及了。
He also packed his bag to enter.
为什么？
And why?
因为他从他的环境里面所接收到的信息就是这样。
Because in his circumstance, he learned to do that.
他所看到的榜样做的就是这些事情。
The examples and the elders he learned from was that.
那我们再看一下雅各也是这样哦。
We see that Jacob was likewise.
雅各最出名的是什么？
What was Jacob most infamous for?
哦，很会骗。
He learned how to deceive.
哦，从骗爸爸。
To deceiving his father.
啊，一直骗他，一路这样一直骗出来的。
And he deceived from all the way.
啊，结果他儿子面对问题的时候怎么处理
？So what happened when his son had encountered trouble?
学爸爸。
He learned from his father.
一样用骗的。
He deceived like his father.
哦，骗啊，骗事件成的人。
He deceived the people.
In Shechem, huh?
The Shechem.
啊，在骗了那城里的人，然后再把人家全部杀掉。
He deceived the people and killed them all.
啊，所以有时候啊，我们这个做榜样的哈，要非常小心啊。
So as we become an example, we need to be careful.
啊，有时候我们一些无心的话。
Maybe some innocent words.
有时候一些无心的行为。
Some harmless actions.
却在不知不觉当中啊，成为我们子女学习模仿的对象。
Unknowingly, our children, they learn from us.
哦，所以啊，有一次啊，有一个爸爸很生气啊。
One time, a father was very angry.
啊，跑到学校里面啊，跟很生气啊，跟老师讲啊。
He was angrily went to school to talk to the teacher.
哦，我的孩子很坏啊。
My child is very bad.
你要好好的打他，把他好好的打一顿啊。
You need to beat him very well.
你要好好教他。
You need to teach him.
啊，以后他就不会骂脏话了。
And then later on, he will never curse.
啊，这个爸爸一面跟老师讲啊。
And the father continued to tell the teacher.
啊，一面骂脏话。
And the same way he also cursed the teacher.
我的孩子太坏了，怎么可以骂脏话呢？
That how the child is so bad, he cursed.
啊，却不知道说孩子从哪里学到的。
But doesn't know where the children learned that from.
最好的模仿对象就是他的父亲。
And the best example was from his father.
啊，所以我们的行为哈，常常会造成直接影响到我们的下一代。
So our own actions will often directly influence the next generation.
哦，所以有时候我们在看我们自己子女的信仰。
So sometimes we look at the spirituality of our children.
有时候会越看越生气呀、啊、
！We look and we're more angry.
我们聚会都不认真。
How come you're not focusing during service?
啊，聚会都打瞌睡，也不做笔记。
You're sleeping in service and not taking notes.
回到家怎么都不读圣经
？How come you don't read the Bible at home?
怎么不祷告不灵修
？How come you do not pray and spiritual
cultivation? 哦，所以有时候父母会觉得说啊，我对你的信仰有一个期盼。
The parents have an expectation from the children.
啊，但是你怎么都不努力呢
？How come you do not work hard?
啊，但是却没有看看自己。
But you don't look at yourself.
哦，有时候看到父母对孩子说。
Sometimes the parents tell the children,
你要去教会哦。
You need to go to church.
啊，但是自己却不去。
But you don't go yourself.
你要读经祷告哦。
You need to pray and read the Bible.
啊，爸爸去看电视。
But the father watches TV.
哦，你要努力聚会哦，要做笔记哦。
Need to work hard in service and take notes.
啊，我们大人一聚会就自己打瞌睡。
But as an adult, we sleep during service.
啊，有时候我们如果没有办法在自己的生命当中做到榜样。
Sometimes we cannot be an example in our spirituality.
有时候我们传承下去的就是这些不好的榜样哦。
Oftentimes these aspects transfer down to our generation.
那所以以利米勒的父亲啊，对他信仰有个期盼。
So Elimelech has an expectation in his spirituality.
但是看起来这个以利米勒啊，对他孩子的信仰并不注重。
But but he did not take highly of his children's spirituality.
所以有时候我们啊，作为父母或长辈的
，so as a parent or as an older，
我们有时候对下一代都有一些不同的期盼。
We have many different expectations for next generation.
因此我们对他的名字上面可能做了一些选择。
And maybe we have put that in the meaning of their name.
但是我们对他的期盼到底是什么呢
？But what is our expectation for them？
有时候啊，这个期盼啊，虽然好，但不见得跟信仰有关系。
Many times these hopes are good, but may not be related to spirituality.
我们可能希望孩子在世界上有成就。
We may hope that they have a good future in this world.
因此我们让他读最好的学校。
So we have them go to the best schools.
我们可能希望孩子能够拥有很多的财富。
We hope that they possess many wealth.
所以我们想尽办法帮他设立人生的目标。
So we think of all these ways to plan out their life goal.
我们希望啊，可能希望孩子能够啊，成比我们自己更强。
We hope that they are more better than us.
因此我们把漂洋过海啊，来到美国啊，给孩子提供一个更好的环境。
So we come to here to give the children a better environment.
在不断的给他们补习。
We continually give them tutoring.
在不断的在他们身上投资。
We invest more and more in them.
其实这个只是父母亲希望孩子下一代更好的一片心意而已。
But this is only one part of our hearts to just for their hope in the future.
但是在这个很好的心意当中。
But under this this good part of ours.
有时候我们却忽略了信仰对孩子人生的重要。
We forget about the importance of spirituality.
以致我们在做选择的时候。
When we do make decisions.
我们要让孩子上中文学校呢？
Do we want the children to go to a Chinese school?
还是要让他安息日来聚会呢
？Should we ask them to come to Sabbath service?
我们是要他拼命读书、拼命补习呢
？Do we want them to continually to go to tutoring class?
还是希望他们能够拿出时间来参加学生联会，在当中得到属灵生命的造就呢
？Or should we ask them to take out time to attend student spiritual convocation to gain spiritual strength?
这有时候是我们必须要做的一个选择。
And this is some decision that we need to make.
但是在这个选择当中啊，有时候我们忽略了信仰影响下一代一辈子的重要性。
In the midst of making decisions, we lose the part to allow them to have spiritual strength for the rest of their life.
所以你今天对你的下一代的期望是什么
？So what is your spiritual expectation?
会直接反映在你对他人生所做的选择，你对他所做的安排。
Will directly affect your planning for their life.
我们再看回来路德记第一章。
Let us return to Ruth chapter 1.
路德记第一章第一节。
Ruth chapter 1 verse 1.
路德记的第一章第一节
Chapter 1 verse 1
当士师秉政的时候国中遭遇饥荒在这里说啊这国中遭遇了饥荒
Here says that the nation was in famine
连这个犹大的伯利恒啊也都遭遇了饥荒
Even in the land of Bethlehem there was famine
这个伯利恒啊本身啊它有一个名字哈
There is a name in Bethlehem.
伯利恒也叫做谷仓之家、哦、
And Bethlehem also is the house of bread.
因为这个伯利恒、啊、是一片土地非常肥沃的地方。
Because the land of Bethlehem is very fertile.
也是以色列地重要的粮食出产、粮食生产地、啊、
It is also a land where they grow their crops.
但是我们在这里看到这个粮食生产地却遭遇了饥荒。
But we see that in this fertile land that they encountered famine.
在这个饥荒当中啊，这个以利米勒就面对了一个选择哦。
In this land of famine, Elimelech had to make a decision.
他要选择要面对饥荒呢
？Did he have to choose to face the famine?
还是要离开这个神所祝福的地方而下到摩押？
Or leave the land that God has blessed and enter into Moab.
在这里我们看到啊，即使神的谷仓之家，有时候也会身处在饥荒之中。
Here we see that even in the house of God with bread, that you can encounter famine.
这告诉我们什么
？And what does this tell us?
告诉我们说，有时候在信仰的路上啊，有时候会面对如同饥荒的环境。
This tells us that in our spiritual path, we will also encounter days of famine.
在信仰这条路上
，that in our spiritual Path.
原本这是神所祝福的地。
Originally, this was a path that God blessed.
但是我们有时候在这个行走当中就会遇到一些困难。
But as we walk on this path, we will encounter problems.
会遇到一些难以面对或 或者是无法克服的困境。
Problems that we don't know how to solve.
那我们会觉得好像身在饥荒当中啊。
It's as if we live in days of famine.
一个很直接的困难，让我们不知道如何是好。
A problem that we don't know how to do.
哦，但是在饥荒当中，我们也会面对一个选择。
So in times of our famine, we will have to make a decision.
我们要选择留在饥荒当中依靠神呢？
Will we choose to live in famine to rely on God?
啊，或者是离开这个地方寻找其他的帮助呢
？Or leave that place and find other help?
啊，所以有时候我们在信仰路上会觉得很奇怪哦。
So in our spiritual journey, we will think it's strange.
那信耶稣不是神所赐福的吗
？If I believe in God, will He not bless?
圣经当中不是有各项天上属灵的恩赐应许给我们吗
？Are there not spiritual blessings in the Bible God bless us with?
那为什么我们信主之后一样会遇到一些困难呢
？How is it that in our spiritual pursuit that is hard for us.
啊，怎么好像有时候祷告啊，却没有啊，神却没有垂听呢
？How is it that when I pray that God is not listening?
啊，这有几个可能哦。
There are several reasons.
啊，第一个可能。
The first reason.
啊，就是我们本身出了问题。
That we have a problem within ourselves.
啊，因为我们做错了什么事情
？Have we done something wrong?
或者是我们违背了一些信仰的原则
？Have we disobey some of the commandments.
以至于啊，神在惩罚我们。
That God is disciplining us.
啊，希望借着神的惩罚，使我们能够回头。
And through His discipline, that we may return.
哦，这是第一个可能。
This is the first possibility.
那第二个可能
？Second possibility.
哦，就是神在操练我们。
That God is training us.
哦，神在信仰当中给我们遇到一些苦难。
In our spiritual life, God gives us several trials.
使得我们能够借着这种苦难的考验啊，逐渐的成长。
And through these trials and sufferings, we may grow.
所以我们从旧约看到新约。
So as we come through the old to the new testament,
我们都看到说很多属灵的有那个属灵的百姓哦，信仰的伟人哦，他们的信仰都是不断的在考验当中逐渐的成长的。
That through the spirituality of the Israelites, their spirituality has been tested.
哦，所以是借着不断的考验，使我们逐渐变好。
Through constant trials and testing that we may grow and improve.
我们来看一下路加福音。
Let us look at the book of Luke.
我们看一下路加福音的第十三章哦。
Let's look at Luke chapter 13.
好，对不起，我们看一下约翰福音的第十五章。
Let's look at John chapter 15.
约翰福音的第十五章。
John chapter 15.
约翰福音的十五章第一节
，John chapter 15 verse 1。
这里说：“我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。”第二节
，verse 2。
凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。哈，那这里主耶稣讲啊，我们就好像那个枝子一样啊。
Here it says that we are like a branch.
啊，这个枝子啊，神对他有一个期盼。
And as branches, God has expectations.
哦，就是要结果子。
That you must bear fruit.
啊，所以如果我们今天是一棵结果子的枝子
，So today we are a branch that shall bear fruit.
那这就是能够就是神所喜悦的哦。
So it is pleasing and favorable to God.
那在这里说啊，这个神所喜悦的枝子要怎么带它呢
？So how should we live as a favorable branch?
啊，这里说要把它修剪干净哦。
That it must be pruned.
啊，这个种过盆栽的人都知道哦。
And those who plant knows.
啊，这个一个盆栽要长得好啊，你不能任由它一直的去发展。
As a planter, you cannot.
Let it grow anyway.
You cannot just let it grow anyway.
你不是就是一直加肥料，一直加养分，让它自己去长。
You cannot just continually give fertilizer as and let it grow.
而是要适度的去剪去当中的一些枝子。
You need to prune those that the wheat.
哦，要使得它能够啊，明年哦，能够结果子更多。
So that the following year it may grow and bear more fruit.
那这神对我们也是这样子。
And God is like that towards us.
啊，有时候啊，这个枝子啊要长得好啊，神在我们身上也要做一些修剪的工作。
So as a growing branch, God needs to prune us.
啊，但是这个修剪呢，有时候是很痛苦的。
So in this process is actually it's hard.
啊，有些时候好像要经过火炼一般哦。
It's as if we go through fire.
啊，拿把剪刀啊，把那个多出来的地方通通剪掉。
Take the scissor and cut those that are extra.
啊，但是在经过这样子的过程之后，
But through this process,
神的期望就是借着修剪使我们能够结果子更多。
But it's through that pruning process that we may grow and bear more fruit.
啊，所以如果我们今天啊，面对了人生当中啊，一些苦难的考验。
So today, as we encounter the trials of our life,
如同在伯利恒神的谷仓之家，仍然面对饥荒。
That in the land of Bethlehem, the house of bread, that we also encounter famine.
啊，我们就要思考一下。
We need to ponder.
啊，是不是我们有什么事得罪了神？
Is there anything that we have this sinned against God?
哦，如果是啊，我们就要悔改，求主耶稣的赦免。
If there is, we must repent and ask God for His mercy.
啊，如果不是。
And if it is not,
啊，我们就要感谢神。
Then we need to thank God.
啊，因为神呐，是借由这种苦难来操练我们。
That is through the sufferings that God trains and disciplines.
啊，因为他对我们有个更高的期望。
Because He has a higher hope for us.
如果你是一个没有用的枝子，
If you are a useless branch,
直接就丢到火里烧了。
You will directly be thrown into the fire.
但是今天神愿意修剪你。
But today God would like to prune you.
神愿意考验你。
God would like to test you.
神愿意用苦难来磨练。
You would like to use suffering to train you.
是因为神对你有一个期盼。
Because God has a hope for you.
神希望我们能够结果子更多。
He hopes that we may bear more fruit.
啊，所以在伯利恒会不会遇到饥荒？
So in the land of Bethlehem, will there be famine?
在信仰的路上会不会遇到苦难？
In our spiritual pursuit, will we encounter trials?
会的。
We will.
啊，但是在苦难当中，我们就可以看到神的恩典。
But in our times of trouble, we will rely on God.
啊，我们看路德记的第一章。
Let's look at Ruth chapter 1.
第六节。
Verse 6.
路德记的第一章第六节。
Ruth chapter 1, verse
6. 第六节，他就与两个儿妇起身，要从摩押地归回，因为他在摩押地听见神眷顾自己的百姓，赐粮食给他们。那这里说啊，这个伯利恒的饥荒过去了。
And here it says that the famine in Bethlehem had passed.
为什么？因为神眷顾了他的百姓啊，赐粮食给他们。
Because God watched over His people and gave them bread.
啊，所以我们今天在面对饥荒的时候
，Today when we encounter famine,
啊，我们必须要留在伯利恒。
We need to remain in Bethlehem.
因为这个是神所赐福的地方。
Because this is the land that God has blessed.
啊，苦难不会持久。
Suffering will not be long.
但坚持信仰的人却可以长存。
And only those who persist in the faith can stand, can last.
苦难不会持久。
Suffering will not be long.
因为神必眷顾他的百姓，赐粮食给他们。
Because God will watch over His people and give them bread.
所以我们今天在面对信仰的考验的同时，
So today when we encounter trials,
只要你能够坚持，
As long as you persist,
只要你不离开，
As long as you don't leave,
只要你不放弃，
As long as you don't give up,
你在走过这个流泪谷之后，
You walk into valley of dry bones,
哦，这个你走过这一条道道路啊，神必定让你得到喜乐。
When you pass over the land, God will definitely give you joy.
神必要亲自擦去你的眼泪。
God will personally wipe your tears.
神必要让你回头看见之后，才知道神的旨意原是好的。
God will allow you to look back and realize His will is good.
我们今天在面对饥荒吗？
Today, will we encounter famine?
我们人生好像有过不去的坎儿吗？
Things that we encounter, we cannot overcome.
哦，那我们要坚持自己的信仰。
We need to persist in our faith.
守在伯利恒。
To stay in Bethlehem.
因为神必眷顾他的百姓。
Because God will watch over His people.
神必赐粮食给我们。
God will grant bread for us.
我们来看一下诗篇的五十六篇。
Let's look at Psalm 56.
诗篇的五十六篇。
Psalm chapter 56.
诗篇的第五十六篇
Psalm 56
的第一节哦
Verse 1
诗篇五十六篇是大卫的祈祷诗哦。
Psalm 56 is the prayer from David.
第一节，神啊，求你怜悯我，因为人要把我吞了，终日攻击欺压我。第二节。
Verse 2.
我的仇敌终日要把我吞了，因逞骄傲攻击我的人甚多。第三节。
Three.
我惧怕的时候要倚靠你。第四节。
Four.
我倚靠神，我要赞美他的话。我倚靠神，必不惧怕。血气之辈能把我怎么样呢？第八节哦。第八节，我几次流离，你都记述。求你把我的眼泪装在你的皮带里，这不都记在你的册子上吗？第九节。我呼求的日子，我的仇敌都要转身退后。神帮助我，这是我所知道的。第十节。我倚靠神，我要赞美他的话。我倚靠神，我要赞美他的话。第十一节。我倚靠神，必不惧怕。人能把我怎么样呢？那这里是大卫在苦难当中的祈祷。
Here's the prayer of David in his times of suffering.
从他的祈祷的一开始，我们可以看到说他在敌人的攻击压迫之下，已经走投无路了。
In the beginning of his prayer, we can tell that he is at the dead end of his enemy's pursuit.
甚至他已经被敌人给抓住了。
He's even been captured by his enemy.
但是在这种走投无路当中
，But in the dead end of his path,
他从恐他的诗是从恐惧开始。
From his beginning of frightenness.
但是在感谢当中结束。
He ends with thankfulness.
他从被敌人欺压开始。
Through the oppression of his enemies.
却在神的帮助当中结束。
And through the help of God, he ends.
他说：“我遇到的苦难，你都算在你的手中，你都算过了。
That all my sufferings you have counted.
我的眼泪，你都把它好像，你都把它存在这个袋子里。
That in my tears are all in your book.
我的困难，你都把它写在你的书上。
All my difficulties you have written in your book.
我呼求的日子，你都记住了。
The days of my crying you have remembered.
所以你将要伸手帮助我。
So you extend your hand to help me.
当我倚靠神，我必不惧怕。
So that when I rely on God, I will not be afraid.
有神的帮助，人能拿我怎么样呢？
With the help of God, what can man do to me?
所以今天如果我们的人生当中有神的同在，
so today if God abides with us,
或许短暂的时间当中好像在这个饥荒里面，
or in a short period, it's as if you're in a famine.
或者这个短暂的时间里面好像走投无路了，
or in a short period, you have gone to a dead end.
但是如果我们坚持自己的信仰，
but if you persist in your faith,
我们要记住我们所流的眼泪神都纪念，
we need to remember that God remembers our tear.
到最后神要成为我们的依靠。
And that in the end, God will be our reliance.
神要眷顾他的百姓。
God will, he watches over his people.
或许短暂当中有苦难。
Or in the short term, you have trouble.
但是到最后，神要赐粮食给他的百姓。
However, in the end, God will grant his bread for his people.
但是我们看到这个以利米勒的决定啊。
We look at the decision made by Elimelech.
这个以利米勒作为这个一家之主哦。
As the father of the household, the head of the household.
他在面对困难当中，他必须要做一个选择。
When he faces trouble, he needs to make the decision.
当饥荒来临了。
When famine comes,
他必须要考虑是要留在伯利恒呢，还是下到摩押地。
He needs to decide whether to stay in Bethlehem or go into down into Moab.
是的，我们可以看到说在这里啊，以利米勒啊，他是一个好父亲。
We see that Elimelech is a good father.
因为这个好父亲会考虑到他的家里的需要。
Because a good father would consider the benefits of his family.
这是一个做父亲的天责哈，这是父亲的责任。
And this is the responsibility as a father.
是要尽力为这个家提供最好的。
You must make the best for your family.
而不是不尽责的当作不知道哦。
But not to give up the responsibility and act like you don't know.
但是当以利米勒面对着饥荒，
so when he encounters the famine,
他看到他家里的需要，
he sees the need of the family.
所以他在这里做了一个决定，
so he makes a decision,
就是要下摩押，
which is to go down to Moab.
这个伯利恒是神所应许祝福的地方。
This is a place blessed by God.
但是当以利米勒寻找解决问题的方法，
but in the decision made by Elimelech,
他却选择了抛弃神的应许的福气，而下到外邦地。
He decided to give up the blessing of God and to go into the land of the Gentiles.
是的，这个以利米勒可以说是一个好父亲。
So we know that Elimelech is a good father.
因为他希望能够解决家里的危机。
Because he hopes to solve the bad environment of his
family. 但是他的选择却是没有信仰的选择。
But his decision did not include any spiritual things.
以至于他虽然好像解决了他们面对的危机。
So it seems as though if they solved the problem.
却让这个全家陷入信仰当中更大的问题。
But it actually created a bigger problem for the spirituality of his family.
所以我们今天作为一家之主。
So today as the head of the household.
我们今天在面对危机当中的选择。
When we encounter an important decision,
单单有心没有用。
It is not enough to just have the heart.
你或许有心要帮助这个家庭。
You have the heart to help your family.
你或许有心要解决这个问题。
You have the heart to solve the problem.
你或许有心要提供最好的给你的家人。
You have the heart to give the best suggestion for your family.
但是在你做选择当中，信仰是不是你考虑的环节呢？
But in the midst of your decision, is it the spiritual aspect?
你或许希望给你的孩子最好的。
You hope to give your children the best.
你或许能够尽力提供给你孩子最好的资源。
You hope to give them the best environment.
期望他们能够出人头地，能够闯出自己的一片天地来。
They may establish their career.
但是在你帮他们做这些人生的安排跟抉择当中，有没有把信仰考虑在其中？
But as you plan their future, have you considered their spirituality?
使得你的下一代在危机当中成为人生信仰的转机。
So that in their life they have spirituality thought out.
我们来看一下创世纪的第26章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 26.
创世纪的26章。
Genesis chapter 26.
创世纪的26章的第一节。
Genesis chapter 26 verse 1.
创世纪二十六章第一节。
Genesis 26, verse 1.
在亚伯拉罕的日子，那地有一次的饥荒，这时又有饥荒。以撒就往基拉尔去，到非利士人的王那里。第二节。
Verse 2.
神对以撒显现说，你不要下埃及，要住在我所指示你的地哦。我们再看第五节哦。
Okay, verse 5.
都因亚伯拉罕听从我的话，遵守我的吩咐和我的命令、律例、法度。第六节，
Six.
以撒就住在基拉尔。好，我们在这里看到啊，以撒也面对了一个危机啊。
Here we see that Isaac also encountered.
就是在这里，他也面对了一个饥荒。
He also encountered famine.
所以他看着自己的家人。
He looked at his family.
看着自己所必须要负责的这些牛羊牲畜仆婢。
He looked at his responsibility of all his livestock.
作为一家之主，他有一个责任要引领这个整个家族啊。能够到一个更安全、更有保障的地方。
He think about his responsibility for his family and his livestock.
所以在这个饥荒当中，他就想要下埃及。
So in the time of famine, he wanted to enter to Egypt.
这是父亲的责任。
This is the responsibility of.
也是这个一家之主所做的责任。
And also the responsibility of a head of the house.
但是神却对他说。
But God had told him.
你不要下埃及。
Do not go down to Egypt.
留在这个地方。
Stay in this place.
虽然你眼前有饥荒。
Though in front of you have famine.
但是我会赐福给你。
But I will bless you.
我会做你的帮助。
I will be your help.
所以以撒就很顺服的留在了这个饥荒之地。
So Isaac submitted to the.
今天如果我们能够像以撒一样的单纯，
so today if we were as innocent,
我们如果能够像以撒一样的顺服，
as submissive as Isaac,
那我们就可以像他一样啊，在第十二节这里啊，说有百倍的收成。
It can be like him in verse 12 that he will receive 100.
创世纪二十六章的第十二节。
Genesis chapter 26 verse 12.
以撒在那地耕种，那一年有百倍的收成，因为神赐福给他，他就昌大，成了大富户哦。在这里说啊，以撒啊，很单纯的就顺服了。
So, very innocently, Isaac submitted to God.
面对饥荒没有离开。
He faced the famine without leaving.
因为神的应许，选择留在饥荒之地。
Because because of God's promise, he stayed there.
啊，所以神没有让他羞愧。
And God did not discredit him.
啊，在这里他。他有百倍的收成哦。
And he received a hundredfold.
当别人是饥荒，但在饥荒当中，神却可以使他有百倍的收成。
All who had famine, but he was able to receive a hundredfold.
使得这个危机啊，这个性生活的危机，成为人生的转机。
And this the knot of your life, you can change.
啊，今天如果我们能够像以撒一样单纯
，Today if we can be as innocent as Isaac,
能够因为神的应许选择留在伯利恒
，Because of the promise of God, stay in Bethlehem.
这个人生当中的危机，信仰当中的危机，也可以成为我们信仰的转机。
That in the critical time of life, it could be our spiritual renewal.
啊，在人做了一个决定，他必须要付上相应的代价。
That as we make a decision, we need to give forth.
以撒的选择是听从神的话。
And Isaac's decision was to listen to the word of God.
所以他的结果就是依照神的祝福得到百倍的收成。
So he was able to bear the blessing of God and receive hundredfold.
以利米勒做了自己的选择。
Elimelech made his own decision.
然后抛弃了应许之地，下到摩押。
To give up the blessing and enter into Moab.
所以他也要付出相应的代价。
So he also needed to receive the same. He needed to give up.
所以我们今天所做的是什么样的选择
？So today, what decision shall we make?
我们就要预备承担那相应的结果。
We need to receive the same result.
你让你自己做你人生的决定。
You make the decision of your life.
你就要自己负责。
You need to take responsibility.
你就要自己承担结果。
You need to bear the consequence.
但是如果你让神来为你做这个决定
，But if you let God make the decision for you,
你愿意让神成为你生命当中的王
，You let God be the king of your life.
你愿意留在伯利恒面对饥荒的考验
，Willingly stay in Bethlehem to face the famine.
神给你做决定，神就要给你负责。
God made the decision, He will be responsible.
所以今天神是你人生当中的王吗
？So today is God the king of your life?
今天面对危机当中，你的选择又是什么
？When you encounter, what is your decision?
所以以利米勒离开了伯利恒
，So Elimelech left Bethlehem,
下到了摩押地
，went down to the land of Moab.
是的，眼前的危机好像解决了
，It seems as if he resolved the problem before him.
但是他的问题呀、却更大
，But he actually had a bigger problem.
在十年之后
，10 years later,
他不但自己丧失了生命
，Not only did he lose his life,
连自己的两个孩子也丧失了生命。
In addition, he lost the lives of his son.
所以，是的，眼前的危机解决了。
So it seems he solved the problem before him.
但是付出的代价却是这一家最后剩下了三个寡妇。
But what he had to bear was just his two daughter-in-laws.
所以我们今天面对信仰的危机。
So today we encounter a spiritual problem.
或者是我们面对这个生活当中的困境。
Or we encounter a problem in our physical life.
有时候要做一个选择是非常容易的。
It's easy to make a decision.
很简单的解决问题。
Easily solve the problem.
把孩子送回大陆。
Send the child to China.
在安息，在礼拜六安息日不来聚会。
Don't come on to service to set on Sabbath.
有时候这种眼前短暂处理问题的方式是非常简单的。
It's very easy to solve the problem before your eyes.
但是我们有看到那个后续所必须要承担的那些。承担的长时间的后果吗
？But have we seen the long consequences we need to bear？
我们有看到那个将来对下一代信仰当中的影响，跟对他们信仰当中的考验的危害吗
？Have we but have we thought about the influence and the harm that we have done for the next generation？
一个决定不是只有影响自己
，One decision does not only affect yourself，
而是影响后代子孙
，But will influence your next generation。
所以我们今天以利米勒作为我们的借镜。
So today, we use Elimelech as an example。
我们求主耶稣赐给我们智慧。
We ask God to give us wisdom。
使我们在面对危机当中能够做下正确的选择。
So as we encounter spiritual problems, we can make the right decision。
能够在面对选择当中能够运用神所赐给我们的智慧，能够选择属灵上最好的。
That as we make the right decision, we can pick with our wisdom.
使我们能够从危机当中看到转机。
That we can change in our spiritual encounters.
在神给我们的考验当中，看到那个隐藏预备给我们的福气。
In our spiritual encounters, we can see the blessings He gives in the future.
啊，能够在最后这个危机之后啊，神眷顾他的百姓。
That after this process, that God blesses His people.
神眷顾我们每一位。
God watches all every one of us.
并且在这个谷仓之家，这个伯利恒赐粮食。给每一位留下来的。
It is in the house of bread in Bethlehem that God gives bread to everyone.
我们今天早上聚会到这边。
Our morning service ends here.
那我们一起来祷告，结束早上的聚会。
Let us all kneel down to pray to conclude our service.